got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Bloke is outraged because he was charged $14 for a bowl of chips and tomato sauce.
I was talking to Chappie, our digital team.
Yeah, he makes all the videos at K-Rock's Instagram. Yeah,
I was chatting to him about it yesterday and he was fuming. Like,
he does have
$14.
He does have passion points.
Why would I pay that?
Is he like? If you're listening, unfortunately, there is a potato shortage.
Yeah.
Devastating Australia right now. So not just hot chips, but potato chips, wedges. But do you know how hard it is to get potato gems at any supermarket right now?
Tim, hard work.
Toddlers and 25-year-old men are devastated about this.
I mean, I'm the kind of person that would see $14 for a bowl of chips and go, yeah, it's still chips though, isn't it?
Chips.
I'll buy it. I'll pay it.
Because you see some areas where you go, like, different pubs around town. Like, we're blessed here in Geelong on the South Coast with so many different pubs and fish and chipperies. But, a burger and chips could still cost you $15. You're telling me $14 of that chip serving is designated to chips.
The part that annoys me is if I'm paying $14 for chips, I expect unlimited sauce.
Unlimited?
Yes.
So you go in the back with a garbage bin.
No. What I'm saying is, like, because this is what outraged me about this story, is $2 for a side of sauce.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
Used to be, when I was a kid, it was 20 cents.
Even at 20 cents, I'm like, I'm paying for the chips. Give me the sauce. Yep. Give me as many little ramekins of sauce as I shall please.
Wow. Bold position to take.
If I'm paying $14 for the chips, you can spare a little of sauce.
No, it's a because especially the ones where you have to split it in half and it's got the little fish mouth.
Beautiful.
Just honestly, I would pay 20 cents just to be able to do that and then drink the sauce. And I do. I do and I will. So I know that it is probably unlikely that here in town, you wouldn't be getting charged $14 for a bowl of chips.
Yeah, I can't think of anywhere that has like a real expensive bowl of chips.
Well, if you see something, say something is what I would suggest. Let us know. Give us the going hot chip rate at pubs, restaurants, fish and chips for a minimum, and then we can get a categorical list of the cheapest chips in town.
And if you're listening and you're a restaurant, give us the sauce for free.
But
I'm using my platform today to stand for free sauce.
But you know sauce isn't free to make.
Yeah, I agree.
And buy in.
But also, they're putting a massive markup on the chips.
Yeah, but that's because it costs them, as their supplier, it costs them more to get potato. They're not just doing it for like, lol, inflation. Like, it's potatoes are harder to get by.
Give me my free aioli.
All right. Just quickly before we move on. Fascinating update with what we were just talking about the price of hot chips around town, especially in Brisbane, $14 for a bowl of chips, including $2 worth of sauce, tomato sauce.
Turns out we have a call from Bowden in Torquay, and Bowden, you have a theory about the free sauce, because I was saying I'm happy to pay $14 for chips if it means I get a free sauce on the side, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what's your theory?
So I don't know if it's a theory, if there is a little bit of fact to it. So I've worked in hospital for 2 years.
Okay.
Generally, when you're asking if you want sauce, I ask before the transaction so that if there is a sauce fee, you can, you know, chuck it through the till. So when I'm on the receiving end, I'll deliberately wait until I've processed the payment and then I'll ask for the sauce. Because to be honest, are you really going to go back and then do a 30-cent transaction for sauce? It could be rorting the system,
Bowden,
but the way I see it, if you're paying for chips, you get the sauce.
Could be stealing more than rorting the system. Bowden, this happened to me literally in Lawn this weekend. I got some chips and some fish, and I realised after I'd paid that I didn't have tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And then because I didn't want to hold up the line anymore, and I knew that it wasn't going to be free, I just left. Sauceless.
Oh. Yeah. Well, according to Bowden, you could have just said, give me some sauce. Mm. Put them up.
And you're doing the walk of shame without sauce.
The boner does seem like highway robbery for tomato sauce, but it is an interesting perspective. So we appreciate you getting in touch with the show, Bowden.
No drama, John.
Yeah, well, a bit of drama because you are stealing.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I think one of Australia's favourite human beings who always spits mind-melting facts is always great to get on the show.
Yes, it's Dr. Carl, and we've got him on the show right now. Good afternoon, Dr. Carl.
Dr. Jess, Dr. Tim, you are too kind. I'm not worthy, but thank you.
Now, Dr. Carl, we've got you on for a very specific reason, because every time we see you pop up in the news, it's always for something extraordinary. And this one is something that I think we all deal with, no matter where you live across Geelong and the Surf Coast. It's about changing your bed sheets. And you've been kind of blowing people's minds and ruining their, I guess, their laundry routines by revealing how often you should actually changing your bed sheets, because it's normally a big argument in the household. Can you go into it for us, please?
Yeah, well, okay, if you look at some of the dodgy stats which normally come out of companies that own or sell sheets and mattresses, one coming out of Britain said that 4% of Britons change their sheets once a year or less frequently.
Once a year?
For 4% of the population.
Okay.
The male in a relationship will do it once every 4 weeks, but a single male will do it once every 6 weeks, which might explain why they're not in a relationship and they're single.
6 weeks.
Now,
yuck.
Dr. Carl, where's the line on technically, if we wanted to be the most cleanliest versions of ourselves, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, there's 2, 3, 5 people in the bed, how often should we be changing our bed sheets?
Well, you mentioned how many people there are in the bed. So firstly, it's based on the fact that each day, you shed about 1.5 grams of skin cells, which attracts and is food for about 1 million dust mites.
Oh.
So that's one thing you're doing every day. Secondly, at one extreme, you're working really hot in the tropics and you're sweating like crazy. And then, following on from this extreme example, you come home and you do not have a shower and you go to bed naked so that your sweat sort of rubs off on the sheets. At the other extreme, you're working in middle of Geelong in the middle of winter, and it's really cold, and you're not building up a sweat at work, and then you come home, you have a shower, and then you put on pajamas and you go to bed. So it sort of varies between every couple of days up to about 6 weeks, maybe, but most people sort of settle in about once every week, once every 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, did you say every couple of days?
Is that what we're meant to be
tropics,
doing? Oh,
in the tropics. Okay, all right.
If you're in the tropics,
I think I covered
in sweat
out,
by working. Yeah, right, okay. And you don't have a shower when you come home, and you don't wear pajamas, then you're transferring the sweat that you've built up during the day directly onto the sheets. And then it can be different or the same for the pillowcases, depending on whether you sleep on your back, and then the 5 litres of air that goes in and out of your lungs every minute goes straight up into the sky, or if you lie on your side. And then a significant amount of that with this water vapour lands on the pillowcase. So, you know, that's another factor.
I'm not looking forward to bed tonight, yeah. Dr. Carl, if I'm being honest. It's funny you mentioned about showering before bed. I wanted to ask you about this because some people are adamant, like, no, I shower first thing in the morning, so I get up and I get to go. No, I shower before bed because I can't get into bed feeling dirty. Is there a correct time to be really having a shower? Is it before bed, after bed, or should it technically be both?
It depends on a lot of things. For example, there are some people for whom freshly washed skin is a delicious aphrodisiac. And I'll just leave it there.
Okay. Interesting. Now, Dr. Carl, we wouldn't mind if you would stick around for a moment because we have it's an unimportant, non-important, very important question, if you kind of get what we're meaning.
There are many, many questions, and they all lead to enlightenment if given with a good heart.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Still joined on the phone by Dr. Carl, one of Australia's favourite personalities, Jess, and we always love getting Dr. Carl on the show.
Yeah, author of the little book of climate change science and Dr. Carl's surfing safari. You can grab them anywhere you can grab good books.
Dr. Carl, I feel like Jess is probably the best person to ask this question to you because I'm going to avoid it. We saw it in the news and we needed to hear it in a bit more detail, so I'll let Jess ask you this question.
Dr. Carl, when it comes to relieving yourself, farting, how much weight do you lose each time you fart?
Well, on a whole day, assuming the average is 1.5 litres, you lose about 1.5 grams of gas.
Now, my wife would argue potentially, Dr. Carl, that I could be losing kilograms a day because it sounds like someone's beatboxing under a doona cover sometimes. Is there a standard amount of times that people are tooting a day? What is the average amount of farts per day for a standard human being?
It varies enormously, but the average is about 14 times a day, often so small that you don't notice it unless you pay attention. And the average volume is 1.5 litres. At one stage, I was involved with making the world's first fartograph.
Fartograph?
Please tell us about the fartograph.
Well, and you can see this on my TikTok thing, Dr. Carl, but the scientist, the microbiologist, got their 8-year-old kid to fart with a naked bum with no clothes onto a blood agar culture plate, which would grow bacteria. And then in the middle, you can see in glorious detail, big, fat, chunky bacteria. We call this the IBZ, or the initial blast zone. And they're the bacteria that you count as, you know, E. coli. They're definitely fecal bacteria. But then on the side, at each side, left and right, there are sort of two curved vertically lines, and they're different sorts of bacteria, and we call that the side impact zone or the side blast zone, the SBZ, and that's where the fart gases come over the skin of the buttocks, picked up some skin bacteria, and then deposited them on the culture plate, which then grew over the next few days. I don't know how useful this information will be, but one day I'm confident that somebody will benefit from this.
Dr. Carl, I mean, moving away from the photograph for a sec.
I think this is the final
question. I can't
believe
that's a sentence I just said on the radio.
I think this is a good final question because I think it's a great fun fact for parties. Jess.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So based on the fact that you would lose, 1.5 grams of
over
weight?
Over a 24-hour day. Yep.
Could you do the maths for me on how much that would be a year?
How much weight are we losing a year just by farting?
0.5 kilogram.
I'll take it. Anything for weight loss.
but the thing is that your main excretory organ is your mouth. Most of the food that you eat goes out the way it came in through your mouth as water vapor and carbon dioxide.
So you're saying I'm losing weight burping as well?
Breathing.
Breathing.
Breath, just you lose about 44 milligrams. Breathing.
Wow. See, I told you I was a fitness fanatic, Tim.
Dr. Carl, every time we speak to you, I always walk away feeling a lot more smarter and confused than I did about 10 minutes ago. But we really appreciate you swinging by the show. And Jess, Dr. Carl's book is always a fantastic get.
Yes, you got Dr. Carl's Surfing Safari and, of course, Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science. Both incredible books. You can grab them wherever you grab your favourite books and also at drcarl.com.
Oh, Dr. Jess and Dr. Tim, you're too nice.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We want you to give us a call and let us know the biggest complaints that your kids have given you because a mum posted on one of those Facebook groups for mums that her kid, she threatened her child that if she didn't eat some of the healthy stuff in her lunchbox, she was just going to send only healthy stuff.
Right.
When she did that...
Threats are always good. Good to put in the parenting book.
She received a full lunchbox come home that afternoon with a post-it note that said, "This food sucks."
Bold call. And what you described just before, pretzels,
yep.
Sandwich,
yep.
What
banana,
else?
Banana, some kiwi fruit.
Great.
Yeah.
That's top of the line.
All good stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Completely
there.
Untouched.
Hey, look, you and I aren't parents. We haven't had the brutal honesty and the feedback that kids can handle.
I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah, the closest I've got to it is my nephew said I stink once.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And you probably did.
Yeah, and to be fair, I wasn't fighting him on that one. We've had Anthony call up from Geelong. Anthony, thanks for giving us a buzz, mate. You got two young boys. What was the critical feedback they gave you?
Well, there was one afternoon or a couple of days in a row that myself was working back late. My wife was on the other side of town in Melbourne Way, and I come back to Geelong to pick him up from after school care. And the youngest was sitting in the middle. He was in grade one at the time. And he's going, "Dad," and I'm like, "Yeah, mate." And he's looked at me, and I've eyeballed him through the rear vision mirror, and he looked me square in the eyes and said, "If you don't want us in a home, why'd you even have us?" Like, just flat out, just shut me down. It was no more than 3 days in a row of after-school care, and they just, thought they were getting disowned. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that was
would just cut me.
Just
punch in the chest.
Oh, they're not even my kids, Anthony, and I feel cut by that comment.
And they were both in agreement, grade 3 and grade 1, and they both just sort of stuck together and went, yep, that's how we feel.
I imagine they're sitting there at after school care going, you know, we've got to address this with Dad. It's just not good enough.
Well, it was a piercing gaze through the rear vision mirror when I eyeball locked and just, it was there. It was just, yeah, it hurt.
And literally after only 3 days ever at after school care.
And it was exactly right. It's the first 3 days they've done after school care. Every other time they've been fortunate enough that it's been a parent home for them.
Yeah, Anthony, I've got a mate that said his five-year-old, one day when they were walking, taking the bins out to the front, his son turned to him and said, Dad, I love Mum a lot more than you. And he said it's the most devastating day of his life.
It's, as you said before, completely unfiltered, and they tell it like it is. Yeah. There's no grey area.
Well, Anthony, in no way is this any consolation in any shape or form, but we have got a double pass to Creed 3, our special movie preview at Reading Cinema's Warren Ponds next Wednesday, okay?
Oh,
mate?
Fantastic. Yeah, that's good. somewhat
you can
soothing.
Ditch the kids again, Anthony.
Yeah. Good luck. Maybe don't take them in the
air. Dump them off the grandma.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, you have 60 seconds today to guess the celebrity that I am thinking of. Yep. Someone that's been in the news recently, maybe not had like a huge scandal about them, but, you know, enough of a celebrity that most of us would know who they are.
For example, and I feel safe to say that I would rule this out, it wouldn't be someone like Rihanna.
No.
Too much news.
Yeah.
Too popular right now.
The Super Bowl was huge. Yep. We talked about it lots in the show. It's someone that we haven't spoken about on the show.
I've only got yes or no questions with a maximum of 3 guesses. I'm going to take my headphones off and block my ears. Jess is going to say who it is today.
Okay.
All right.
Today, Tim will be guessing Meghan Markle. Yes, we're going to be talking about the South Park scandal. All right, let's see if he can get it. Timmy, here we go.
Sorry, I had my fingers in my ears and I could hear you all like, and I was like, oh. So, you know, just acting really cool, calm, collected about it. All right, so 60 seconds. We'll start after my first question. Yes. Am I a male?
No.
Am I a female?
Yes.
Okay, am I English?
No.
American or Canadian?
Yes.
Did I marry a ginger royal man?
Yes. Is this a new record?
Am I Meghan Markle?
Are you serious?
Oh, my God, I'm Meghan Markle.
How did you get that in 15 seconds?
Because I'm the best that's ever lived. I'm the best that ever was.
You cheated.
No, you know why? Because I think you and I have very similar habits on where we find news and information. And I've seen a lot of news and information about Harry and Meghan and something to do with South Park.
Yes,
at the moment.
There was a South Park episode about Harry and Meghan called
I've seen it.
The Privacy Tour.
Yeah, and they're going around going, we want our privacy, we want our privacy.
Yeah, and so there was all these rumours that apparently Harry and Meghan were going to sue the creators of South Park. Apparently a spokesperson has come out today and said that is not true.
Yes,
that is
not going to happen.
While Meghan is annoyed, she won't be taking legal action.
I think, unfortunately, because I've known you for coming up on 7 years, I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm playing my mate.
How dare you?
And, that is... there we go. Yes.
Okay.
I feel good. Oh, this grew 6 inches. Okay. Up and out.
Goodbye! All thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.